Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Friday, the 11th of November. This is Morning Ireland with Rachel English and Áine Lawler. And we have the news now from Helen Donoghue.
Ulster Bank will begin freezing the first tranche of customer accounts today as part of its phased withdrawal from the country. The customers were among the initial group to be given 6 months' notice to close their accounts last April, but have not yet done so. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
It's expected that around 3,600 accounts will be frozen by Ulster Bank today or in the coming days, with the accounts then to be closed 30 days later. The bank says it believes the customers who own these particular accounts have low reliance on them or may have accounts elsewhere, and the process will be done in a careful and controlled way. More than 70% of those who received their official account closure notifications in April and May have already shut them, materially wound them down or left them inactive, Ulster Bank claims. It also says that those customers in the first tranche who still have higher reliance on their accounts will not see them closed yet, and it will contact them to offer assistance. The development comes as the central bank said just 38% of the current and deposit accounts in the departing Ulster Bank and KBC Bank Ireland that were open in January have so far been closed, leaving around 770,000 still open. This is despite more than 800,000 new accounts being opened between the start of January and the end of October in the three main retail banks that are remaining in the market.
Around 500 childcare providers will close today to protest funding of the Early Childhood Care and Education Programme. The ECHI programme provides 2 years of government-funded preschool education available to all children. Aisling Maloney reports.
Hundreds of childcare operators will close for a day today to protest government funding of the Early Childhood Care and Education Programme. The Federation of Early Childcare Providers, who are leading the protest, say they will begin rolling closures over the coming weeks if the government does not amend the funding policy for the sector. In September, the government launched a new funding model for childcare operators. However, the Federation of Early Childcare Providers say smaller independent providers, in particular those operating under the ECCE scheme, are disadvantaged, and with rising costs, some possibly face closures. Affected parents have been notified of closures locally, and protests are expected in several towns and cities across the country today.
US President Joe Biden will attend the COP27 climate conference in Sharm el-Sheikh today. Mr. Biden is making a brief stop in Egypt on his way to the ASEAN summit in Cambodia and the G20 summit in Bali. He's expected to hold talks with President al-Sisi before delivering a speech outlining the United States' very strong commitment to climate action. From Sharm el-Sheikh, our environment correspondent, George Lee.
COP27 is one venue where President Biden is likely to be welcomed with open arms. One of his first acts on becoming US president was to sign an executive order bringing the United States back into the Paris Climate Accord after his predecessor Donald Trump had taken it out. The United States is the world's second largest emitter of greenhouse gases after China, and global efforts to tackle climate change would be far more difficult without America. Instead now, a very strong pro-environment quote from President Biden is emblazoned on the wall of the US Exhibition Pavilion here in Sharm el-Sheikh. It says, "We are going to take the most aggressive action ever, ever, ever to confront the climate crisis and increase our energy security." Words the President said about his Inflation Reduction Act, signed last August, providing $370 billion for climate action and promising to cut America's greenhouse gas emissions by 1 billion tonnes in 2030. George Lee, RTE News in Sharm el-Sheikh.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukrainian forces have recaptured more than 40 settlements in their advance through the south of the country. It comes just a day after Russia's defence minister ordered the withdrawal of its troops from the southern city of Kherson. President Vladimir Putin has yet to comment publicly on the pullback. Counter-terrorism police in Belgium are investigating a stabbing in which a police officer was killed near one of the main train stations in the capital Brussels yesterday evening. A second police officer was injured in the knife attack close to the city's Brussels North station. Reports say the suspected attacker was shot by other officers who arrived at the scene and was taken to hospital.